Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, joined by my friend and yours, Jeff Mandel. He's a Wisconsin lawyer, president, and general counsel of an organization called Law Forward. We've been discussing these pardons that Donald Trump meted out this week for Rudy Giuliani, the Kraken Lady, Sidney Powell, Eastman, Cheeseboro, Mark Meadows, as well as a handful of Wisconsin Republicans. Still facing criminal charges in Wisconsin, which Donald Trump can do nothing about, remain Carol Brunner, Mary Boustron, Daryl Carlson, Kelly Rupp, Bob Spindell, Pam Travis, and of course, Jim Troupas, as well as Mike Roman. Here's the thing that makes me really nervous when we look into 2026. Here in Wisconsin, Bob Spindell continues to hold a seat on the Wisconsin Elections Commission, despite the fact that he was one of these people that engaged in a knowing fraud. They can say they wanted it to be true. They wanted it to be the case that Donald Trump won Wisconsin. He didn't. The election was not certified to show those results. They lied and fraudulently created a document that purported to literally steal an election. Why is Bob Spindell still on the Wisconsin Elections Commission? Who can do something about that? And how much damage could he do when it comes to the 2026 election, whether we're talking about the spring and the Supreme Court or the fall midterms, Jeff?
Sure. First, let me just clarify that the 10 fraudulent electors are not facing criminal charges in Wisconsin.
Excuse me. Thank you so much for that.
It's only the lawyers. Yep. Only the lawyers who orchestrated the scheme. Now, that doesn't mean that the other 10, you know, might not be able to, but they are not currently facing criminal charges here in Wisconsin. But Bob Spindell, as you note, is a member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, one of six commissioners. And while on that commission, he was one of the fraudulent electors. And you ask a great question, Maggie, which is, why is he still there? How is this possible? And who can do anything about it? The reality is that the two people who are most able to do something about it are Mr. Spindell himself. He could resign, and he's been asked many times to his face at meetings. Organizers have come wearing T-shirts about firing Bob. I believe he asked for a T-shirt. He's been completely unwilling to resign. He insists he did nothing wrong, and he doesn't understand what all the hubbub is about. The other person who could single-handedly do something about this is Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux. Senator Lemieux could simply appoint someone else. Mr. Spindell serves at the sole pleasure of the Majority Leader of the State Senate, and he actually reappointed Spindell after the fraudulent elector scheme and Spindell's involvement had come to light. The only other way, besides one of the two of them having a change of heart, that Mr. Spindell could be removed would be through impeachment. And that would require, of course, a majority of the Assembly and then two-thirds of the Senate to believe that Spindell shouldn't be where he is. And unfortunately, we just don't have that. Your other question was about how much damage Mr. Spindell can do for the 2026 election. And there the news is slightly better. He's in a position of influence, but the commission is equally balanced by design between Democratic appointees and Republican appointees. It is the case that soon, before the 2026 election, it will be time for one of the Republican appointees to become the chair of the commission. But the last time that that came up, there was no support for Mr. Spindell, other than himself, to become the next chair. And so another Republican appointee, Don Millis, served as the chair for that two-year period. I would tend to imagine that is likely to recur, that there won't be support for Mr. Spindell, and so that Commissioner Millis will wind up doing it again. Two members of the commission are former clerks. They're not eligible to be chair. So there are just two Democratic appointees and two Republican appointees who rotate. And shortly before the 2028 election, the Democrats will take over the chairmanship of the committee again.
It's interesting to me that Senator Lemieux refuses to do what by any reasonable measure should be a no-brainer, right? Like, I have no question in my mind that if a Democrat was credibly accused of engaging in anything looking remotely like election fraud, that if a Democrat was the leader of the Wisconsin State Senate, that they would remove that person from the commission and find someone else. Because here's the thing. There's plenty of smart, MAGA-friendly Republican lawyers out there. Our state has got tons of them. Why would someone persist in letting someone take the seat that destroys your credibility, right, that shows a complete lack of objectivity and, frankly, contempt for our election laws? And the reason, in my opinion, Jeff, and I want to get your take on this, is that leader of the Senate, Devin LeMahieu, is afraid to do what he knows is right. He's afraid of Donald Trump. They keep a lackey and a guy that's facing, terrible accusations of his knowing fraudulent conduct from 2020. They keep him in place, not but for those behaviors, but because of those behaviors, right? It is the signal to Donald Trump that we are on your side. We'll do everything we can to keep people who will lie and debase our election machinery to serve you. We're going to keep them in positions of power. That is what I think this is about. Nothing more, nothing less. Your take, Jeff.
Sad but true. I'm with you.
Sad but true. Big thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you. I appreciate the work of Law Forward. Please keep up the fight for all of us who do care about having fraud-free election processes. When we come back at the top of the hour, it is Veterans Day. We're going to take some time to acknowledge our veterans. I'll be joined by a special guest, maybe two, to talk about the mental health challenges facing veterans here in the state of Wisconsin. Important discussion. Don't miss it. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.